AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. New details about a national security threat revealed yesterday by the head of the House Intelligence Committee. Sources say it surrounds a space-deployed Russian anti-satellite weapon, which could pose a danger to U.S. satellites that transmit billions of bytes of data every hour. Reporters tried to get more from President Biden last night.
President Biden, is that the classified information Russia considered?
After Valentine's Day.
Are you concerned about Russia and sending nukes?
A meeting is planned today with key members of Congress. Five people in the Russian city of Belgorod were killed by a missile strike blamed on Ukraine, while Russian strikes in northeastern Ukraine killed four people in an apartment building. The hostilities in Israel are heating up. In central Gaza, at least a dozen Palestinians were killed by strikes. And a hospital in Khan Yunis has been evacuated in the south at the northern border.
Israeli airstrikes have killed at least 10 Lebanese civilians in a single day. Hezbollah has vowed to retaliate. The strikes came hours after a projectile from Lebanon killed an Israeli soldier.
That's our Karen Chamas. The woman killed yesterday in the shooting in Kansas City was a local radio show host, Lisa Lopez Galvan. Her son was also shot, but he survived. Police are looking for a motive. Mayor Quentin Lucas on KMBC says there was plenty of security for the Chiefs' Super Bowl victory parade.
Parades, rallies, schools, movies. It seems like almost nothing is safe. And we had hundreds of law enforcement there working hard.
A judge in Fulton County, Georgia, will hear arguments today on whether District Attorney Fonnie Willis should be removed from Donald Trump's election interference case. This is AP News. North Dakota is suing the federal government over pipeline protests.
The state wants $38 million from the federal government for policing protests of the Dakota Access Pipeline. North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley says the trial will show examples of numerous requests to the federal government for help and the complete refusal by the government to offer resources and financial support. From around August 2016 to February 2017, thousands of people camped and demonstrated near the oil pipeline's controversial Missouri River crossing, upstream from the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's reservation. I'm Donna Warder.
The Biden administration's giving airports $970 million for improvements to terminals, things like bigger concourses, new baggage handling systems, and more gates. The money will be distributed in 44 states. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.